In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Hoping to recover some energy by the end of this beautiful day. I mean, by the beginning of tomorrow, the next beautiful day. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Lord, lay your healing hand upon me, for I have sinned. Happy the man who considers the poor and the weak. The Lord will save him in the day of evil, will guard him, give him life, make him happy in the land, and will not give him up to the will of his foes. The Lord will help him on his bed of pain. He will bring him back from sickness to health. As for me, I said, Lord, have mercy on me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. My foes are speaking evil against me. How long before he dies and his name be forgotten? They come to visit me and speak empty words. Their hearts full of malice, they spread it abroad. My enemies whisper together against me. They all weigh up the evil which is on me. Some deadly thing has fastened upon him. He will not rise again from where he lies. Thus even my friend in whom I trusted, who ate my bread, has turned against me. But you, O Lord, have mercy on me. Let me rise once more, and I will repay them. By this I shall know that you are my friend. If my foes do not shout in triumph over me, if you uphold me, I shall be unharmed and set in your presence forevermore. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from age to age. Amen, amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In honor of Mary's gifts from God the Father, we pray for those entrusted to our care and to our prayers. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. Lord, lay your healing hand upon me, for I have sinned. The mighty Lord is with us, the God of Jacob is our stronghold. God is for us a refuge and strength, a helper close at hand in time of distress. So we shall not fear, though the earth should rock, though the mountains fall into the depths of the sea, even though its waters rage and foam, even though the mountains be shaken by its waves. The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our stronghold. The waters of a river give joy to God's city, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within, it cannot be shaken. God will help it at the dawning of the day. Nations are in turmoil, kingdoms are shaken. He lifts his voice, the earth shrinks away. The Lord of armies is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Come, consider the works of the Lord, the redoubtable deeds he has done on the earth. He puts an end to wars all over the earth. The bow he breaks, the spear he snaps. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God, supreme among the nations, supreme on the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In honor of Mary's gifts from God the Son, pray for all the needed intentions, and for the preservation of us from becoming sinful people, from becoming sinners that dominate, and allowing sin, the sinner part with us, to dominate. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The mighty Lord is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. All nations will come and worship before you, O Lord. Mighty and wonderful are your works, Lord God Almighty. Righteous and true are your ways, O King of the nations. Who would dare refuse you honor or the glory to your name, O Lord? Since you alone are holy, all nations shall come and worship before you. Your mighty deeds are clearly seen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. All nations will come and worship before you, O Lord. All nations will come and worship before you, O Lord. A reading from the second letter of the Apostle Peter. A reflection on the coming of the Lord. I am writing you this second letter, dear friends, intending them both as reminders, urging you to sincerity of outlook. Recall the teaching delivered long ago by the holy prophets, as well as the new command of our Lord and Savior preached to you by the apostles. Note this first of all: in the last days, mocking, sneering men who are ruled by their passions will arrive on the scene. They will ask, "Where is that promised coming of his? Our forefathers have been laid to rest, but everything stays just as it was when the world was created." In believing this, they do not take into account that of old there were heavens and an earth drawn out of the waters, and standing between the waters, all brought into being by the word of God. By water, that world was then destroyed. It was overwhelmed by the deluge. The present heavens and earth are reserved by God's word for fire. They are kept for the day of judgment, the day when godless men will be destroyed. This point must not be overlooked, dear friends. In the Lord's eyes, one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are as a day. The Lord does not delay in keeping his promise, though some consider it delay. Rather, he shows you generous patience, since he wants none to perish but all to come to repentance. The day of the Lord will come like a thief, and the present heavens and earth are reserved by God's word for fire. They are kept for the day of judgment, the day when godless men will be destroyed. This point must not be overlooked, dear friends. In the Lord's eyes, one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are as a day. The Lord does not delay in keeping his promise, as though some consider it delay. Rather, he shows you generous patience, since he wants none to perish but all to come to repentance. The day of the Lord will come like a thief, and on that day the heavens will vanish with a roar, and the elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and all its deeds will be made manifest, since everything is to be destroyed in this way. What sort of men must you not be? How holy in your conduct and devotion, looking for the coming of the day of God and trying to hasten it. Because of it, the heavens will be destroyed in flames and the elements will melt away in a blaze. What we await are new heavens and a new earth, where according to his promise, the justice of God will reside. So, beloved, while waiting for this, make every effort to be found without stain or defilement and at peace in his sight. Consider that our Lord's patience is directed toward salvation. Paul, our beloved brother, wrote you this in the spirit of wisdom that is his, dealing with these matters as he does in all his letters. There are certain passages in them hard to understand. The ignorant and the unstable distort them, as they do the rest of the scriptures, to their own ruin. You are forewarned, beloved brothers. Be on your guard, lest you be led astray by the error of the wicked, and forfeit the security you enjoy. Grow, rather, in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Glory be to him now and to the day of eternity. Amen. Responsory prayer. I will create new heavens and a new earth, and you will rejoice forever in my creation. See, I will make all things new. I will create Jerusalem to be a joy, and her people a delight. See, I will make all things new. I will create Jerusalem to be a joy, and her people to be a delight. Reading from a sermon on man's mortality by St. Cyprian Bishop. Our obligation is to do God's will, and not our own. We must remember this if the prayer of our Lord commanded us to say daily is to have any meaning on our lips. How unreasonable it is to pray that God's will be done, and then not promptly obey when he calls us from this world. Instead, we struggle and resist like self-willed slaves, and are brought into the Lord's presence with sorrow and lamentation, not freely consenting to our departure, but constrained by necessity. And yet we expect to be rewarded with heavenly honors by him to whom we come against our will. Why then do we pray for the kingdom of heaven to come if this earthly bondage pleases us? What is the point of praying so often for its early arrival, if we would rather serve the devil here than reign with Christ? The world hates Christians, so why give your love to it instead of following Christ, who loves you and has redeemed you? John is most urgent in his epistle when he tells us not to love the world by yielding to sensual desires. Never give your love to the world, he warns, or to anything in it. A man cannot love the Father and love the world at the same time. All that the world offers is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and earthly ambition. The world and its allurements will pass away, but the man who has done the will of God shall live forever. On our part, dear brothers, is to be single-minded, firm in faith, and steadfast in courage, ready for God's will, whatever it may be. Banish the fear of death and think of the eternal life that follows it, that will show people that we really live our faith. We ought never to forget, beloved, that we have renounced the world. We are living here as aliens and only for a time. When the day of our homecoming puts an end to our exile, frees us from the bonds of the world, and restores us to paradise and to a kingdom, we should welcome it. What man stationed in a foreign land would not want to return to his own country as soon as possible? Well, we look upon paradise as our country, and a great crowd of our loved ones awaits us there. A countless throng of patient parents, brothers, and children longs for us to rejoin them. Assured though they be are of their own salvation, they are still concerned about ours. What joy, both for them and for us, to see one another and embrace. Oh, the delight of that heavenly kingdom where there is no fear of death. Oh, the supreme and endless bliss of everlasting life. There is the glorious band of apostles, and the exultant assembly of prophets. There are the innumerable host of martyrs, crowned for their glorious victory in combat and in death. There in triumph are the virgins who subdued their passions by the strength of continence. There the merciful are rewarded, those who fulfilled the demands of justice by providing for the poor. In obedience to the Lord's command, they turned their earthly patrimony into heavenly treasure. My dear brothers, let all our longing then be to join them as soon as we may. May God see our desire. May Christ see this resolve that springs from faith, for he will give the rewards of his love more abundantly to those who have longed for him more fervently. Responsory prayer. We are citizens of heaven, and from there we eagerly await the coming of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He will renew our lowly bodies and make them like his glorified body. When Christ, your life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. He will renew our lowly bodies and make them like his glorious body. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Once was lost, but now I'm found. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I shall not turn away. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him. In every generation he has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones, and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I shall not turn away. Blessed be God who hears the prayers of the needy and fills the hungry with good things. Let us pray to him in confidence. Lord, show us your mercy. Merciful Father, upon the cross, Jesus offered you the perfect evening sacrifice. We pray now for all the suffering members of his church. Release those in bondage, give sight to the blind, shelter the widow and the orphan. Clothe your faithful people in the armor of salvation and shield us from the deceptions of the devil. Let your merciful presence visit us, Lord, now and at the hour of our death. Christ, you are the Son of the living God. You raised up Lazarus, from your friend, from the dead. Raise up to life and glory the dead whom you have redeemed by your precious blood. Christ, consoler of those who mourn, you dried the tears of the family of Lazarus, of the widow's son and the daughter of Jairus. Comfort those who mourn for the dead. Christ, Savior, destroy the reign of sin in our earthly bodies, so that just as through sin we deserved punishment, so through you we may gain eternal life. Christ, Redeemer, look on those who have no hope because they do not know you. May they receive faith in the resurrection and the life of the world to come. You revealed yourself to the blind man who begged for this light of his eyes. Show your face to the dead who are still deprived of your light. When at last our earthly home is dissolved, give us a home not of earthly making, but built of eternity in heaven. Gathering all of our prayers for Bill, for Henry, for Father Rob on his mission trips, for Pope Leo XIV, As he travels on his first apostolic journey, we pray the prayer that Jesus himself taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Lord God, you are the glory of believers and the life of the just. Your Son redeemed us by dying and rising to life again. Our brothers and sisters whom we pray for were faithful and believed in their own resurrection and our own resurrection. Give to them the joys and blessings of the life to come. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Let's pray for the Holy Father and his monthly intentions. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. Offer our plenary indulgence or equivalent graces for the soul in purgatory. May he or she be released and helped. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.